"Just put your boots on and do it again," was an apt sentiment from a farmer recently expressed in Brandy Miller, president and CEO of the Kansas Cooperative Council, for how producers are dealing with weather concerns, delayed supply chains, and trying to find help. But she wants to remind growers that they have more resources than their own grit and gumption, thanks to their local agricultural cooperatives, which are also working to tackle these unprecedented concerns. "Given the challenges agriculture has faced in the last 2 years, we've been in this place that nobody has experienced before," Miller said. "We've obviously been through droughts before, and that's not new, but the compounded with some of the residual supply chain issues and labor challenges." Miller and her team are taking to the road this October to visit with cooperatives and their members across the state as a part of the National Cooperative Month proclaimed by both Secretary Tom Vilsack and Kansas Governor Laura Kelly. Drawing a member's name from the hat, the Kansas Cooperative Council is treating one cooperative in each of its four districts to lunch. Doing so has allowed them to dig into how agricultural cooperatives are working to address both today's issues and tomorrow's. According to the Kansas Cooperative Council, Kansas is home to more than 575 cooperative locations, serving more than 116,000 members and employing more than 5,000 people. The local co-op is where farmers deliver and store their grain, market their crops, obtain field recommendations, and purchase inputs. Agricultural cooperatives also return earnings to their members, known as a patronage. Outside of this now set standard of service, cooperatives provide credit, insurance, electric service, health care, housing, telephone services, and even child care. Cooperatives also support the health of local economies by creating jobs, paying property taxes and income taxes, and giving to charity. Each October since 1930s, the American agriculture industry has expressed appreciation for those member-owned, member-controlled businesses during National Co-op Month. In addition to touring the state, Kansas Cooperative Council is also having a Co-op Month photo contest this month. Entries are due by October 25th. To enter to learn more about the work of cooperatives in Kansas, visit the organization's Facebook page at facebook.com/Kansas Cooperative Council. "I always try to encourage folks to learn more about what their cooperatives are doing in their communities," Miller said. "A common theme that cooperatives have is that they care about the communities they serve." With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.